Okay, so for today's learning of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, we discuss a detail within the laws of Hatmona on Shabbos, insulating food on Shabbos, and we talk about the case of insulating cold food on Shabbos, and this is a halacha that comes from Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Nun Zayin Sif Vav. So the halacha is that it's mutter to insulate cold foods on Shabbos if you're insulating and being matmin the foods with materials that don't add heat. And the reason why you're being matmin is so it doesn't become too cold, or in order to remove its coldness, but you're not adding heat to these foods. In this case, it's mutter, and there is no issue of hatmana on Shabbos. If the food is still hot, it cooled down, though, to the point where it's not Yadzei Levis Boy. And it's, let's say, still in the original pot. Still in the original pot, it's hot, but it's not Yadzei Levis Boy. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, that B'shas HaTzorich, in a case of need, you're allowed to insulate the food. It's hot, it's not Yadzei Levis Boy, it's within the original pot. If it's a pressing situation, if it's a case of need, you're allowed to be matmin in this case. The Chazon Ish even make a lechatchila. But that's the case of being matmin hot food in the original pot when it's less than the heat of Yadzei Levis Boy, okay? However, it's usur to insulate even totally cold foods if the material that you're being matmin with, that you're insulating with, will add heat to the food. And even if it's not a material that's defined as hatmana b'moisef hevel, but still, if it adds heat to the food, the hatmana is usur. So you can't be matmin cold foods on Shabbos if the material is going to add heat. However, if it's not going to add heat and it's a cold food, it's mutter if you're doing it, let's say, so it doesn't become too cold, or so that you remove its coldness, okay? Halacha lemaisa. So let's say I have a cold bottle, and I want to take that cold bottle on Shabbos and put it in a hot pot of water, and that hot pot of water is off the fire. What's the halacha? Can I be matmin the cold bottle in the hot pot of water on Shabbos when the hot pot of water is off the fire? And this is a discussion of Mishnah Berurah Siman Rishon Chesef Katan Beis, and the Mishnah Berurah's psak is as follows. If the food placed into this hot pot of water will not get heated to the point of Yadzei Levis Boy, or even if it will, but it's in a klisheni, so you don't have an issue of bishul, you avoid the isser of bishul, either it can't get to Yadzei Levis Boy or it's in a klisheni, the halacha is, says the Mishnah Berurah, that you do have to worry about hatmana, and therefore make sure that the bottle or the food that you're putting in the hot pot of water, either it's a cold bottle or whatever you're putting in to be matmin, make sure that it's not totally submerged within the water. So make sure, let's say, if you're putting the bottle in of cold water, make sure the bottle of cold water is floating and the upper part of the bottle is revealed, so it's not completely being mutman, being insulated in the hot pot of water. However, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if the cold bottle of water is totally submerged within the water, then you potentially have a problem of hatmana. Why? Because if heat is added to the food, then it's a problem of hatmana, even though it's cold. As we mentioned, hatmana is only mutter by a cold item if it's not having heat added to it. Now, that's the shita of the Mishnah Berurah. The Chazon Ish does argue, and he's takes up a position that's a little bit of a twist, but that's the shita of the Mishnah Berurah, that you have to make sure that you're not adding heat with this hatmana. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does mention that it might depend on his intent. If it's only being placed there in order to retain its current heat and not intending to add heat, maybe it's mutter. But if it's intending to add some heat, then it might be a problem. Mishnah Berurah does tackle this issue as it relates to a person's intent when he does this hatmana of the cold bottle into the hot pot of water on Shabbos. But be that as it may, a person should avoid having this hatmana done if heat is added by virtue of this hatmana. And this applies even in a klisheni. In other words, this chumrah, that you're not allowed to insulate, let's say, a cold bottle of water on Shabbos into a hot pot of water that's off the fire. You can't insulate if heat is being added. Applies even if it's not a halachic bishul. So let's say it's in a klisheni. The same halacha applies.